from London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Policy on Haiti branded as sterile by a Washington-based group. Belize and Guatemala a step closer to resolving their border dispute. And Vice President of Curaçao-based Dutch Caribbean Airlines resigns, saying his work is done. I'm Karen Weir and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Independent American think tank has criticised what it referred to as America's sterile foreign policy approach to Haiti. The Washington-based Council for Hemispheric Affairs blasted U.S. foreign policy for the failed coup attempt in Haiti this week, saying as a result of this, Haiti for many months has been hanging from a rope and that its final asphyxiation could be near at hand. Meanwhile, in Port-au-Prince, ex-soldier Pierre Richardson has admitted he attacked Haiti's National Palace in the coup attempt, saying the conspirators also included a former army colonel, Guy François, and two former police chiefs who fled the country as suspects in a previous coup plot. Michael Norton, our correspondent there, told me this information is yet to be firmly established.
On Thursday, the police presented a captured attacker who incriminated other former soldiers and former police chiefs who had fled to the Dominican Republic after being accused of fomenting a coup